Hello, and welcome to Module 1. I'm truly very excited about working with you this semester. This is one of my very favorite courses. I think I've said that more than once now, but it's the honest truth. I love teaching this class. I've taught it a couple times, and just was an outstanding experience for me. It really is one of the more memorable teaching experiences because I learned so much. I was the teacher, but this turns into a community because that's part of what the topic's about, and really just learned so much from the students both times that I taught it. But the students still to this day, 5 years later, talk about how much they loved being a part of it. And you may have noticed in our Google Plus community, there are a number of students that aren't enrolled in the course that are in the Google Plus community. It's because they found out that I was offering it again and they wanted to be part of it because they understand the idea of PLNs. You're going to find out what that means, but the idea of an online community, and they learn to really value it, so they want to participate in it. And they're going to serve as mentors for you later and things like that. And you'll become acquainted with all that when the time is right. But for now, I want to introduce what we're doing. We're going to embark on this great journey. And I think the next 7 weeks are going to be really exciting for you. And I think it's going to be a different learning experience because I think one of the things that Web 2.0 technology and social media do for us is they put the learner in the driver's seat. And so I think you're going to find that you're going to be in control of your own learning, and that's usually really exciting for most learners. But I think it's important that you know where you're headed as we go on this journey. And so I want to kind of tell you where we're headed, and then I think this module, as you move through this module, will make more sense to you. As some of you may know, for the past couple of years, I've been involved in Project Zero at Harvard University. In fact, this past year, I was invited to be a faculty fellow there. And they're doing some really outstanding things. Everything's focused on the idea of learning. And they have a number of projects, but one of them's called Visible Thinking, and the idea of making thinking visible, which is I find really fascinating, because I've always felt I had students in my classroom that had really great thoughts, but some of them didn't always articulate it, or some of them chose not to put the time and effort into a test or into a written assignment. But I still felt like they had great thinking going on, but I had no way of seeing it. It wasn't visible to me. And so you're going to find with visible thinking that Harvard has really done a lot of research in this area. They've developed thinking routines, which can help bring thinking out. They have strategies to help make it visible, and it's really quite exciting. In fact, our assignment in this module, you will do a thinking routine. That will be the assignment. And just as an aside, some of you that have been in other classes with me are going to realize, oh, Dr. Mims has been using thinking routines in other classes. You just may not have known that's what they were at that point. And so we're going to look at this idea of making thinking visible. Our contribution is we're going to take things a step further and help break new ground, is the strategies that they've typically used for making thinking visible have been traditional, paper-based, hands-on, project-based, those kinds of things. Not a whole lot of digital technology used. And so we're going to, as we look at social media and we look at Web 2.0 tools like Glogster and Audioboo and so many other things, we're going to really see how we can make thinking visible using digital technologies. And that's going to be one of our contributions to the field of education and possibly even to the work at Project Zero. And you'll find out later, you're going to develop some resources as we put together kind of an ebook of lesson plans and things like that, centered around the idea of making thinking visible with technology.